ABC Radio Australia.
Sawfish and their rhino ray relatives, all cousins of sharks, are some of the most threatened species on Earth due to their slow growth, vulnerability to capture in fisheries, and high value in international trade. And studies indicate that Papua New Guinea is one of the last few strongholds for sawfish populations, making the country a global priority for shark and ray conservation. Jonathan Booth is the Marine Conservation Advisor for PNG's Wildlife Conservation Society, and his team's been working with the community to document sightings of the endangered animals in New Ireland province in PNG. He spoke to Marla Damati about the sawfish and the fight to save them.
In the last couple of years, sort of around 2018, there's been a few studies done to look at primarily sawfish and their sort of distribution in Papua New Guinea. And from the data that's out there so far around the world, there's only sort of two major strongholds left, one of which is Florida in the southeastern United States, and the other is Northern Australia. But then Papua New Guinea has always been seen as a potential third area. And so these studies, they look mostly at the CPIC, which is on the north coast of PNG, and also the Fly River and the Gulf of Papua on the south coast. And they found strongholds there of sawfish. Plus, they've also found sightings in Manus, which is in an island region to the north, Madang, Morobe, East and West New Britain, Bougainville, and Milne Bay. But none were found in New Ireland. But I came here in 2011 as a tourist, and I saw a big sawfish, what's called a rostrum, the beak, basically, in one of the sites here. So I was curious, thinking, well, nobody's seen this, but they obviously must have been here before. Maybe they're still here. So I spoke to people here at WCS, the shark and ray sort of experts here, and they said, oh, well, how about making a small project? And that was that, really. Since then, we've gone all across sort of the western part of New Ireland, what's called Cavian District, and we've got 49 communities that have seen sightings of sawfish and their relatives, what they call rhino rays, which are the wedgefish, guitarfish, and giant guitarfish. And the reason why we're including those as well is because at the beginning of this year, end of last year, studies have suggested that wedgefish and giant guitarfish are now the most endangered cartilaginous fish, which are all the sharks and rays combined, and therefore one of the most endangered vertebrate groups on the planet. And that's because their fins are very valuable for the Chinese shark fin soup industry. I believe some of the wedgefish, their fins can be sold for about $960 per kilo. And so they're extremely valuable, and as a result, their numbers are going down.
How are you working with the community to document these findings? You're saying that there are communities that are sending you photographs or scuba divers. And how are you ensuring that these communities potentially don't accidentally catch these endangered animals when they're going out doing their fishing rounds?
Over the past 2 years, since the beginning of, the end of 2017, we've also been working with all the communities in what's called Lavangai, local level government jurisdiction, which is the island to the west of New Ireland. Also in Murat, which is the islands sort of around 160 kilometres northwest of Cavieng, which is on the western part of New Ireland. And that's because we're setting up community-driven marine protected areas there. So the communities are involved in every step of the decision-making process, from deciding on rules through to penalties and so on and so forth, and the boundaries of these protected areas. And we're hoping that if it's successful, it will not only be the largest in PNG, but it'll also be an example for the region and sort of communities sort of grassroots-focused spatial management. And so we've tied this shark and ray project in with that. So when we go to the communities, we do engagement. We have an education program on sharks and rays and sawfish. And then we also tie that in to all the other community engagement things as well. So it's kind of conglomerating everything together.
What does this potential, you know, research and project mean for the future of the sawfish and its relatives as well?
It's a good question. There obviously aren't that many sawfish here, but from the studies we've found and from all the feedback we're getting, they either were here or they are here, but in small numbers. And it seems that mostly they come out at night, so you're less likely to see them. So what we're hoping to do, with all the information we're getting and through all the community engagement and education programs, we're asking the community to come up with management rules for these protected areas. And so far, and we've got sort of all the threats that they've already given us before, everything from sort of overfishing through to pollution or mangrove destruction. And we've also put seeing a lot of interest in endangered species management and especially swordfish and these rhino rays. And that must be because of the education programs we've had here. And lots of people saying we don't want to touch them. We want to keep them safe. We know that they're sort of special. And from all the information we're getting from the surveys we've done, they're almost never targeted. They're hardly ever targeted. They're either accidentally caught or people just see them. So from all of that, we're hoping that there can be the first swordfish and rhino ray legislation in PNG, which will be based in this region, and that'll be intertwined with the marine protected areas that we're establishing, and they're going to be enforced through what are called local level government laws. And then from there, we are also linking up with experts at James Cook University in Queensland and other experts as well. And at the beginning of next year, we're hoping to do scoping surveys to 9 swordfish strongholds on the mainland of PNG and continue the work that they've done already. And that will help widen our knowledge of the distribution and the utilization of these animals, and then potentially allow for further possible legislation there. But we're talking miles ahead at the moment. For now, what we're focusing on is just here in New Ireland, primarily. I suppose it's just bringing this awareness again, because these are pretty incredible-looking animals, in my opinion, anyway. They don't look like they're from this era. They look like they should be in Jurassic Park or something. I think it's just good to get people aware of them, because they are endangered. There's not many places left on Earth that has them. And they did used to be commonplace at one point. And so the more people are aware of them, hopefully it will help